You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. I can't say good evening, and I'm not even going to try. So, you know, it happened again, folks. We lost our website. This time it was to a greedy website provider who tried to hold us up and is right now in the jaws of our attorneys who are eating him up, I hope. But he advertised unlimited traffic, which means unlimited bandwidth. Since we have a large site and I knew we were going to grow exponentially all the time and we were going to add audio and everything else, we talked it over with them before we took the site. And they assured us, yes, unlimited traffic meant unlimited traffic, no restrictions, no nothing. We got 400 megabytes of disk space, everything we needed to expand. Put our website there after CI Host destroyed it, rebuild it, and expand. Well, yesterday morning I got up and went in and turned on the computer and went to the website, and it said, you're not authorized to be here. Well, what do you mean? I own the website. They locked us out of our website with no warning, no nothing, no anything. We had paid for a full year in advance, and there we were locked out. Sent a dozen emails to tech support trying to find out what was wrong, and they either didn't know what was wrong or wasn't going to tell me. Finally, the owner of the company sent me an email and said, website was shut down. It was not going to be turned back on unless we sent them $600 just for this month and $600 for every month afterward. I was amazed. What for? You know, we purchased this website, paid a year in advance, paid for everything. He said, you went over your traffic allowance. I'll tell you, boy, lots of crooks out there, folks. Lots and lots of crooks. He advertised no limit. Unlimited traffic, unlimited bandwidth. Assured us, talking to us, because we wanted to make sure before we jumped into it. And then all of a sudden, pulls the plug and says, we can't have our website back unless we pay him $600 more for this month and $600 a month for the rest of the year. Well, needless to say, those of you who know me really well can probably guess what I told this little two-bit extortionist creep crook. I'm not going to tell you who it is yet. Because he called our attorneys in a panic today, wanting to talk. So I'm going to see how that pans out. If it doesn't pan out, then I'll tell you who it is. And, you know, if we can get him to stop that stuff and reimburse us for what we've lost and put our website back up and honor his original agreement, then we won't, go after this guy. But if he doesn't, we're going to nail his hide to the wall. And I mean nail it to the wall. You know, for years I used to ignore what people did to me for years, I would just go in another direction. And because of that, I was libeled and slandered, and people stole everything that we produced, copied it and sold it. We never got a penny. The publisher of my book, Behold a Pale Horse, has never accounted for the books that she's published and has never paid us our proper royalties, not ever. And for 4 years, we weren't paid a penny. It's the best-selling underground book in the history of publishing since the first day it came off the presses. Well, I finally got an attorney, a law firm, as a matter of fact, and here's what I told them. Never again. Never again. So if you slanderers and libelers and thieves and crooks and shady characters and evil people want to do me or my family harm again, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you. In fact, you can bend over, stick your head between your knees, look up, and you see that, you know, staring you in the face? You can kiss it goodbye. Because I'm going to have it. If you mess with me ever again, anybody. I've been taking it for too many years. No more. I'm an honest man. I've never hurt anybody. Never stolen from anybody. Never tried to destroy anybody. Never maliciously went after anybody. Never did any of those things. Ever. And I'm just tired of taking it from other people. I'm not going to do it anymore. Not going to do it anymore. You want to mess with me, you better be really right in what you're doing. And if you're right, you don't have to mess with me. All you got to do is call me up and prove to me that you're right. And I'll go right along with you if you're right. Because that's what I represent. Is right. Truth. If you want to do anything else, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you. I'm through taking it from all you creeps. I'm tired of it. Ask Bill Clinton. Ask Bill Clinton. Ask all these lying, puke-faced, stinking, Nazi, jackbooted Gestapo thugs that I've exposed to the light of the world. The cockroaches that hide in the corner behind the icebox. Well, I've pulled the icebox away from the wall. And I put the brightest spotlight in the world on them. Because they mess with me and you and everybody. And I'm sick of it. Wonder when you guys are going to get sick of it. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. I'm not taking tyranny or evil or maliciousness or libel or slander or any of this crap anymore from anybody. I'm not going to go in and shake hands with somebody and we sign a contract and agree on something. It's all right there in the open and then find out later that they were hiding something or weren't honest or just flat out lied. Like this internet provider puke. What he did to us is it's despicable. And now he's running scared. He knows he did wrong. And he knows we're going to nail his hide to the barn if he don't do something to make it good and make up for what he's already cost us yesterday and today and lost hits and business and everything else. So if you're listening and you're one of these kind of people, I've just given you fair warning. Fair warning. I'm never going to give you a warning again. Screw around with me, I'm going to get you. And that's all there is to it. I'm going to get you. All my buddies are coming over. They're all coming over to talk about it. Well, come on in, friends. The phones are open, and while we're not gonna watch the Monday night football game, I just went through another CD player. You're not gonna believe this. We have gone through 200 CD carousel players. That's 200 CD carousel players. Three of those we've gone through. We've gone through about five CD carousel players. We've gone through one 24-disc CD carousel player. I don't know how many single-disc CD carousel players we've gone through. That's what we used to use for the, I guess all the way up until about 1995, I guess. We used 92, 93, 94, 95. Yeah, about 4 years we used single CD players. Wore those out real quick. And now this latest five CD carousel player that we've been using since the last 200 disc carousel player crapped out is biting the dust too, which means we'll probably be off the air tomorrow here in the Round Valley while I hunt desperately to replace this. The only alternative is to listen to music skipping and starting over again and all that stuff all day long, and nobody wants to do that. So 101.1 may be off the air for a couple of days, except during this broadcast. We will be on the air during this broadcast no matter what, and I may be able to find some tapes to play or something. I don't know. I'll dig something up, but I've got to replace the CD carousel, that's for sure. When they start acting up, I mean, it's just a day or two away until they just die. And I mean die. And when they die, they eat CDs. And I mean eat them. Chew them up, gouge them, crinkle them, break them, and spit them out. 520-333-4578 is the number. If you've been having trouble getting on the website, this time we weren't as unprepared as we were last time. We have a full mirror site operating that was
that was copied Friday. So everything is up to date as of last Friday at williamcooper.com. That's williamcooper.com. There's a full operating website at williamcooper.com that was backed up Friday. The only thing you will not be able to do, oh, hi, Pressure. Pressure just came in to give me a big hug. He knows that I'm feeling bad. And I'm not only feeling bad, I'm really pissed off about this stuff. I am tired of getting ripped by crooks. I really am. Anyway, the only thing that you can't do on the mirror site is listen to audio, and I'm not sure if you can watch the Zapruder film either. But I know for sure you cannot listen to any audio, simply because there's not room on that site to put those large files up there, and we're not even going to try. We're looking for another site. If the begging and pleading by the guy that that shut us down yesterday that didn't think that we'd sue him. But, you know, I've learned my lesson, folks. The reason I've been getting all this crap from people over all these years is because I never did anything about it. That's why. That's why. And I know exactly when it started. It started when Don Ecker of UFO Magazine wrote that that article that was just nothing but lies from the first word to the end. And I didn't sue it. And so everybody else thought that it was fair game. And so I've been taking crap from people for years. Not anymore. If you don't believe me, write me a letter. I'll send you the name and address of our attorneys, and you can talk to them. Because I'm not kidding you. No more. 520-333-4578. We'll take your calls for the rest of the hour. And I don't know what we're going to talk about. Two Columbine High School students were found shot to death at a Subway sandwich place in Littleton, Colorado. Nobody knows who did it yet, unless something happens since I found out about this that I don't know about. Nobody knows why they were shot. At least nobody that I know knows why they were shot. But I got to tell you, those people in Littleton, Colorado are not having a run of good luck. Sort of like us with websites. We're not having a run of good luck about that stuff either. 520-333-4578 is the number, and we're going to take your calls for the rest of the hour. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, this is Virginia and Texas.
Hi.
I'll tell you what, you really need to go after these people that over the years I've been listening to you. They have really caused your families in grief.
Yeah,
I don't blame you for going after them. I hope you find out who it was.
Yeah, they have. And, I just found out that somebody in... You ever hear of Alex Constantine?
No.
Well, somebody named Alex Constantine just wrote a book called Mind Control in America.
Uh-huh.
For about 3 or 4 pages, he just slanders me in there and libels me unmercifully. And every word is a lie. I just discovered it today, in fact. I just went in about an hour before the broadcast started and opened the mail that came today. I was so upset about this this internet thing that I didn't open the mail today until about an hour before the broadcast. And then there, somebody had sent me photocopies of the pages of this book, Mind Control in America. Alex Constantine, I'm going to tell you right now over the air, you're a despicable, worm, stinking liar. And tomorrow, that's going off to our... I'm going to make this law firm rich.
Yeah, I hope you do, because this is just... I mean, I remember how I first started listening to you on WWCR, and they used to take you around there from down there in Costa Rica and all the other ones, too.
Yeah.
You know, make your life miserable.
Not anymore. Not anymore. I'm going to hang them out to dry.
Could I ask you a question?
Sure, go ahead.
I sent you some mail sometime back in January. I wonder if you got it.
How would I know? I get thousands of pieces of mail.
Okay, it was a big envelope with some books in it.
What kind of books?
Self books. They were some information that I wanted you to see.
What was the name of the books?
Well, there were two. There was one give it away.
Why?
Well, I just wanted you to look at it. It was some friend of mine.
Unless you tell me the name of the book, how do I know if I got them?
Okay, one of them was a dove. It was a Christian book. I can't remember what you call it. It was a book on various subjects. And there were some subjects in there particularly I wanted to take a peek at. And there was another one that I had sent with that. It kind of co-joined with the other one, the information in that. Another one I just mentioned, the dove. There was some other...
What's the name of the other book?
It was Philadelphia Phase 3.
No, I didn't get you wrong.
You didn't?
No, I always remember books. Books are my thing.
Okay, well...
So I didn't get that, I can tell you for sure. But that doesn't mean it's not still on the way.
Okay. Well, it was the middle of January I sent it, but I was kind of bummed out also with Charles Schulz, and Snoopy's been my favorite for a long time.
Snoopy.
What stopped the new bird for his co-star Harriet?
Snoopy's the only cartoon that I've ever liked since I was a child, when they used to have all those wonderful cartoons that they don't have anymore.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, I used to have a bird room with eight birds, and I had the Joe Cool guy in there with sitting in a little high chair, and they used to sit on top of his head all the time with his dark sunglasses.
Uh-huh.
But I tell you, it was really a bummer of a weekend, and then I hear this, he had problems too, and that is nothing compared to what you thought, but I just wanted to let you know that I hope you do go after these people. They've been bothering you and your family for a long time, and it's time to stop it.
That's right, and it is going to stop.
Well, let's go.
Thanks for coming.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, it is it's a great loss to lose Charles Schulz and his comics. But, you know, the comic strip was ending anyway. He was retiring, and the day he died is the day that his Goodbye comic strip came out. I mean, that I thought that was incredible. But Peanuts was just so full of so much of a part of me. I mean, I really could identify with those children. And a lot of, you know, I don't think we ever, I think we're children until the day we die, we just pretend to be adults. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello, William. This is Jeffrey in New Orleans.
Hi, Jeffrey.
I guess you've noticed all the political developments this weekend, including the entrance of Harry Brown in the Libertarian Party race with his heavyweight support. And the apparent breakup of the Reform Party.
Reform Party's history.
Oh, I know that.
Their history. They ate themselves.
Yeah, they do. But at any rate, my own view of the situation is Harry Brown has a lot of good points to him, but he has some bad ones as well. Among some of the good ones is, of course, you know how the Libertarians are, they want less government, etc. But some of the bad points are that in 1961, he was a coordinator for the John Birch Society and then quit the society because he couldn't accept the emphasis on fighting the communists at the time. Later on, of course, you know, he left the country and wrote a bunch of these books, including How I Found Freedom in a Free World, which unfortunately I can't criticize because I never read it.
I haven't either, but I can criticize it for not fighting the communists. They won so far.
That's correct. And of course, the big three problems I have with him today are, one, I heard him this morning on C-SPAN talking about getting rid of most of our aircraft carriers and most of our naval forces and just putting up a wall of anti-missile missiles around the country. And that's not going to do any good defense-wise. And then, of course, some other things, he's somewhat wishy-washy on the abortion issue, and he wants to push for adoption of children rather than try to stem the abortion tide, if you will, by closing down abortion clinics.
Abortion is murder. I don't care how you look at it. I don't care what you say about it. Abortion is murder.
No question.
And anybody who doesn't understand that won't stand up and say abortion is murder and it's wrong, and anybody who does it is a murderer. And I can see... if a doctor has a choice between saving a baby and a mother after some terrible accident or some terrible disease, and one of them is going to die for sure, I can see a doctor making some kind of a choice there and saving one or the other. Other than that, abortion is just pure murder. Anybody who does it or helps with it is a murderer.
That is exactly right, and a lot of libertarians won't accept that fact, and that's one of the big downfalls.
Well, let me grab them by the heels and hold them upside down and punch a hole in the back of their head and suck their brains out, and let's see what they think about it then.
Absolutely right, absolutely right. Of course, there is a far-right one in the Libertarian Party under Doris Gordon with Libertarians for Life, and they do say the same thing you and I are saying.
Yeah, you know what pro-choice really means?
Yeah, it's a disguise for acceptance of murder and destruction of rights.
No, you know what it really is? I want to go out and screw my brains out every night with anybody I want to. I want to be promiscuous. I don't want to be responsible and take any precautions whatsoever. And I don't care who likes it. And I'm not going to have any babies.
That's exactly right. And boy, are they all face, I can tell you.
They sure are.
Well, I'll let you go and let some other people get on the line, but I figured I'd let you know about these developments.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeffy. And by golly, if you don't like the way I said that, stick it, because that's the truth. That's the truth about abortion. And that's the truth about people who support it. The selfish hedonists who think sex is more important than the life of some poor, innocent, helpless child. It's murder. Anybody who does it or participates in it or helps with it is a murderer. Don't like it? Stick it. Because I really don't give a damn whether you like it or not. I don't like murderers. Period. 520-333-4578 is the number. And we're going to be taking your calls for the rest of the hour. You know, that really gets people hot. No, they need to get hot. They need to understand what they're doing. Yeah, let me hold one of them upside down by their heels, naked, under the bright lights, poke a hole in the back of their head and suck their brains out. Let's see what they think about it then. Jeez. I don't see how doctors can do that stuff. I don't see how anybody can do it. I really don't understand that at all. I never will. I never have. I can't. I've tried. I have really tried. Pro-choice. You can't tell me what to do with my body. It's not your body, babe. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Bill. This is Bob from New York.
Hi, Bob from New York.
I thought I'd give you a call tonight, though, because I'm really encouraged to, and the feeling that I have for you that I'd like to recommend that all the callers, if possible, send you whatever they can afford tonight in a priority mail, and so that you can have the funds necessary to get what you want, because you deserve everything that you've done for us, Bill.
Ain't nothing I want except to make everybody free. That's what I want. That's
absolutely, sir. And you deserve all the credit for all the things that you have done in the name of freedom. So I'd like to encourage all the listeners tonight to do their best and to send the funds, whatever it takes, for you to stay on the air and to get what you want. I'd like to put my wife on.
Website anymore. And thank God we had a mirror site. And thank Ken Moulton for providing the space on the internet for that, or we wouldn't have had it. In other words, if it hadn't been for Ken Moulton having that mirror site, we'd be completely off the internet right now. So there are people helping. There's a lot of people who never help anybody with anything. And they're listening right now, too. But there are a lot of people helping. And Bob, you and your wife, you've always been two that have helped. And I thank you for your appeal tonight. But
thank you for everything.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks for calling. And I did not call them, folks. I haven't spoken to Bob Boyd in a long time. 520-333-4578 is the number. Oh, gosh. Now, Crusher is making noises like there's somebody prowling around the house. And he doesn't make mistakes like that. If he's making noises, there's something going on out there. 520-333-4578 is the number. We'll be taking your calls for the rest of the broadcast. Don't worry about anything. Anybody that tries to get in, Crusher will deal with them and give me plenty of time to do what I need to do to handle the rest of them, if there's anybody there. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Cooper, Dan here from Tennessee.
Hi, Dan.
Having trouble accessing your website. Has it been hacked tonight?
Have you been listening to this broadcast?
No, sir. I tried to access your website and then came into...
Been listening to this broadcast?
No, sir. I tried to access your website and then came and turned on my shortwave.
Go to williamcooper.com.
.com?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you a lot, sir.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening, Yomi.
Oh, hi, Bill.
Hi.
I'm just curious, you know, if this guy messing with your website like this, you know, it almost seems like somebody instructed him to, you know, I mean, I don't know, that's speculating here, but, you know.
No, this guy's, it wasn't like C.I. Hurst. C.I. Hurst was political. This guy is just a greedy bastard that decided that he was going to extort some money out of us. And he's finding out that ain't going to happen. We don't have any to start with. There's nothing here to extort. Every penny we get, it goes into what we're trying to do. To everything that we do. That's where every penny goes. We don't have any money for anybody to extort. So if you're out there thinking you're going to extort some money from us, whoever you are that may be listening thinking that, forget it. There's no money here, period.
Well, it's glad you had the mirror strike there, but you know, some things I can't ask the fact of it. I'm going to sort of iron itself out here shortly, but...
Don't complain to me tonight. Don't complain to me tonight. Be lucky, you got a place to go. Don't complain to me because you don't have a chat room.
No, I'm not complaining. I just going to say there is one on the Hour of the Time message board. I don't know yet.
I don't either. I don't even know what you're talking about.
It's Hour of the Time. I found it off your site, but it's a message board for Hour of the Time listeners. It's on the...
Sounds like something Greta and Doug might have put up.
That might be. But, it's the Reform Party. Going down the tubes.
They're down the tubes. They were down the tubes to start with. The only reason Perot ever formed United We Stand was to split the conservative vote and make sure that Clinton got in the White House. It worked.
Oh, I was in it 92 to about 94, and saw 94 it was going nowhere.
Yeah.
Now before the Reform Party.
Self-destructing. It's finished.
The only good thing about it, I met some really good people in there. You know, and, you know, I still have contact with, but, you know, it was the only thing that came out of that.
Yeah. They couldn't elect the president if they tried.
No, not now. Maybe not ever. Well, good luck with the website, though. I'll keep a check on it.
Thank you.
All right. Good night.
520-333-4578 is the number. And we're taking your calls for the rest of the hour. Yeah, don't call up and complain to me about the website. Just don't do it. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello, Bill. This is Dave.
Choppy, Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just looking over the paper today, and I didn't know we were giving wheat to North Korea.
We give wheat to everybody, along with everything else. Money. You want money? We get money, too.
I'm reading the, you know, the paper, making my caustic comments, you know, for you. And we're sending to Djibouti that used to be French Somaliland at the time. communist Ethiopia,
mm-hmm.
we're giving them foreign aid.
Oh, of course. Yeah, we'll give foreign aid to the hungry people in Slobodia, but some poor homeless guy in New York City, you know, we'll get him.
Right. And then I'd look
probably a Vietnam veteran, too, which breaks my heart.
Yeah. And I looked up the wage scale for the military today in the World Almanac, and it seems that the Navy, in the same rank as a green ticket AV, they make more than our pay. So they're using the merchant marine to man Navy ships cheaper.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
They're putting merchant marine on Navy ships?
Navy ships,
combat ships?
Okay, the freighters.
Oh, okay. You're talking about the military.
MSTS.
Yeah, military sea transport service.
Right. But they have to take small arms training.
But you know, they've always had merchant marine seamen on MSTS ships.
Right, but these ships would normally be run by the Navy. And the pay is so low that these guys are making $1,200 a month. And they've got this Seaman's Apprentice Program, and they just merged the two maritime unions, the National Maritime Union, with the Seafarers International Union. And these people go to sea about 3 or 4 years, and that's it, and they don't get the government benefits. So it's...
Well, I'm not for government benefits anyway. I'm for those companies.
Military benefits. But,
Oh, you mean for serving on military vessels?
Right, and doing the same job.
Yeah.
It's a shame. And, well, I just crawled up to let you know that.
Well, I appreciate it.
I'll send you a newspaper. I hope it works out okay with that computer bit. I still listen to you the old way and shortwave.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Dave.
Okay. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. Dave sends me the Merchant Marine paper every time he gets it. And I really enjoy it. I really do. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yes, Bill, this is Bart.
Bart, I need you to put your mouth in front of your phone and talk a lot louder, and I barely hear you.
Okay, I'll do that. Call that now.
That's much better.
Okay, I'm Bart Payne from Minnesota. I called you before.
Uh-huh.
I'm with you in Northern Michigan. Okay, I'd like you to talk about abortion. It kind of makes me chuckle. There's a lot of these...
Bart, you got to keep your voice up. Otherwise, there's no point in talking because nobody can hear you.
Yes, sir. Okay, people that they push abortion, a lot of them are also environmentalists, and they want to save the trees. But yet they want to murder these unborn children. So it's kind of funny, isn't it?
Well, maybe they think the trees are worth more than people.
Yeah, or there's an agenda behind that.
I'll tell you what, I don't think the human race has changed
right.
ever in its history. I think it's the same screwed up bunch of jerks that it always has been, and only a few people ever learn what it's all about and try to be good people, and everybody else is running around with some kind of selfish agenda trying to screw over everybody else.
That's exactly what it is. And some people have principles, and they live by them, even though they may not like them.
Yeah.
So that's all it is. All right, but I've got a different question here. It's a quick one. I've been trying to get on your internet site. I haven't picked up all your...
WilliamCooper.com.
Yes, and I'm getting you a non-authorized view of this.
Did you hear what I just said? William...
No, I haven't.
Listen to me! WilliamCooper.com. Go there now.
I did.
No, you did not.
WilliamCooper.com.
That's what I said. Go there right now.
Yes, I've always been able to get you by that.
You did not go there. You went to WilliamCooper.net, and you can't get that. Now go to WilliamCooper.com, and you'll get it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay?
I will do that. Thanks a lot, Bill. I enjoy you. I love you, and keep on your service here.
Thank you, and thank you for calling.
You got it.
didn't even know what he was doing. And certainly wasn't listening, but I was trying to tell him. 520-333-4578. Probably one hell of a nice guy. But, you know, it's a symptom. It really is a symptom. And wonderful people get sick just like bad people get sick. And there's a good portion of humanity today that's really sick with this disease of the mind. 520-333-4578 is the number. And we're going to be taking your calls for the rest of the hour. There's some music here I want to play. I don't remember exactly what it is. But there it is. Here it goes. The number we're taking your calls for the rest of the hour. I just went to see what it was that's disturbing Crusher. He's running and there's definitely something going on outside, but I don't know what. And if it's that loud for this long, it's nothing to worry about, I can assure you. Probably some coyotes. Yeah, coyotes have come up here and light the pants around and they smell Crusher and Sugar Bear and you know what dogs do to stake out their territory. Well, they come and stake it out at night, and Crusher goes out and stakes it out during the daytime. Good evening, you're near.
Hello, Bill. Scott here. How are you?
Hi, Scott. Well, if you've been listening.
Well, that was a stupid question, wasn't it?
I am not a happy camper.
Well, that's why I'm calling. I have a T1 bandwidth at the television station in Nevada, and why don't we just post everything on my computer on that bandwidth right over there, and it won't cost you a nickel, and it will always be up. There's no way that's ever going down.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. We can put all the audio stuff on there. There's about 200 gigabytes of space that's on that server down there, and you've got a home for the rest of your entire life with your website right there, unless the state of Nevada blows up, you'll have a website, you won't have to worry about anything.
Well,
I know all the rest of those damn holes out there.
Well, that is extremely generous. But let me ask you one other question. How much bandwidth can your server handle? Because we're getting anywhere from a low of like 24,000 hits a day on Saturday and Sunday, up into the 50,000 and 60,000 hits a day during the week.
That's no problem. I have a T1 line sitting over there. There's also a T3 line over there.
Right.
And the T3 line that we use is for video applications and some other stuff that I'm doing in another business. But I've got a T1 line sitting there that costs me about $1,600 a month that's not being used. So we'll put you right on that, and you'll have a T1 line dedicated to your website and a couple of my other websites.
Okay,
yeah. And you won't have any problems accessing it. There's no problems with there's no bandwidth issue there. 24,000 to 25,000 people a day. That's not a problem.
Is it Unix?
No, it is not. It's an NT machine, Windows NT.
Oh, fantastic. That's even better. I didn't look because we used Front Page 97 and Front Page 2000.
Well, it will handle that. There's no problem there. As a matter of fact, we're going to upgrade that one machine to Windows 2000. We've got a copy of it already, and they're over there messing around with it right now. But I didn't know that all this was happening,
Twice in a row.
You better listen to Bill's show tonight.
Yeah.
So I just got in, and then I heard this mess. So we'll take care of that. I'll call you after the show.
Okay, Scott. That's great. That's wonderful. Thank you so very much.
Okay. And guess what else?
What?
We were both wrong to you was it Thursday when I talked to you?
Yeah, it was Thursday.
Yeah. Well, we were both wrong. I hold in my hand the very first tape that you had ever sent me, the very first show. I found it today, looking around at the studio in a bunch of boxes and stuff, trying to dig up some of your old shows. And I have your very first show, and it is dated May 4th,
yeah.
May 8th.
That's right, May 4th. Yeah.
Oh, I thought we said May 8th the other night.
Oh, no, I said May 4th right at the beginning of the broadcast.
Oh, okay. Well, doggone it. I found the very first program that you ever had made, and I've got it right here in my hand. And
the living.
I think we're going to save that for a later date after we get the audio up on the website and stuff like that.
Was it the Living Constitution? I think it was.
Okay. Yes, it was.
Okay, great. Great.
There's two shows. The first and second show was on there, and I haven't had a chance to listen to the second show. I don't remember what that was.
Yeah, that's right. I used to put two shows on one tape. That's right.
Well, anyhow, I'm sorry to hear about your server and the problems that you're having over there, and I'll give you a call after the show tonight, or how about if I wait till tomorrow afternoon?
That's okay with me.
Yeah, I'll wait till tomorrow afternoon. I'll give you a call then. We'll iron everything out, and I'll know if they got the server upgraded over there in Nevada or not.
Okay.
But anyhow, just don't let them get you down. Kick their ass anymore, Bill.
I'm not going to take any more crap from anybody. You can bet on
it. I know you're not. Okay. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks a lot, Scott.
Okay, bye.
Oh, now that's a good man. Scott's been helping me out for so many years. It's amazing. Thank you very much, Scott. And if we can make that work, then we don't have to worry about anything anymore because the website will be in friendly hands instead of hostile territory. You know, I was felt like, you know, you ever wonder how the pioneers felt? You know, and I'm not being disparaging about the Native American. I'm part Native American. But can you imagine the pioneers going across deserts where they would go for hundreds of miles with no water and not even know where to look for water and bandits being attacked by Native Americans you know, having to put up with the hardships and things that's the way I felt with this website all the time. I just feel like I'm in enemy territory here, and I don't know when the attack's going to come or where it's going to come from or how it's going to occur or anything like that, but I know it's going to happen. I know it's going to happen. I've always known that our website was going to be attacked. I knew that the first day we went on the web. Gee, just having an email account, you wouldn't believe how much we get attacked through email. And there's people out here there who've stalked me for years. There's a guy named Kurt, what the hell is his last name? Kurt, Well, I've forgotten his last name. I'll look it up, though. But he's actually stalked us for years. For years. And we finally had to file criminal complaints against him for that. Right here in the state of Arizona. And he sort of backed off, but he hadn't stopped. He's obsessed. I think he's in love with me and wants to marry me. He's a sick individual. Really sick. 520-333-4578 is the number. We've still got time left in the broadcast to take your call. And that's what we're going to do till the end of the hour. Come here, Crusher.
Crusher?
Nope. He's got to make his rounds. He came in there to take a look at me and make sure I'm still here, and then he headed off to make his rounds again. As long as there's something going on outside, he has to go check every door and every window. That's his training, and I can't stop him from doing that. Otherwise, he comes in and lays down right here by my feet when I'm doing the broadcast, and is my buddy. 520-333-4578 is the number. I really don't want to play any more music because this CD player is dead. It's been skipping all day long and making noises like it's like it's going to jump out of the rack here and run down the mountain screaming. And it's tired. You know, it's been playing 24 hours a day for ever since this 200-disc CD player died. It's still sitting here because I don't have any place to put it. But it's got to come out of here, and we've got to do something to replace these things. Good evening. You're on the air.
Bill, it's Rick.
Hi, Rick.
Boy, did I just hear that right, what Scott was saying, that he's got that available?
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah. And I was sitting there, and Barbara and I were sitting there praying. We thought, you know, something's got to happen for this guy. Oh, man, because you were so down today, I thought, you know, this is incredible. She come running in, she said, did you hear that? I said, yeah, that's incredible.
Well, you
and
know.
That's got T1, and he's got 200 gigabits. And
he's also got a T3.
Right, because according to that count from our friend that I talked to earlier today, prior server, using 50 gigabits a month, and what was going down with the 50 gigabits, it didn't jump to that until you put the router on there and you put the audio on.
Yeah.
When you started loading it, you started using bandwidth like mad, and that's what got them riled and got their attention, because all of a sudden it started pulling it down.
Well, I bet
pretty hard, but boy, with that 200 gigabits, there's no problem.
I bet they won't advertise unlimited traffic again.
I don't think so. Oh man, that's great. But see, that'd take us one step closer to what we were talking about and getting that streaming moving, because when I was talking to Greg about that, that's what we need to do, what we need to do there too.
Yeah. But you know, that's the way it always happened. It's always happened with me. Once I wanted to make a video about Kennedy, and I didn't have any Kennedy footage, and I didn't have any soundtracks of Kennedy's speeches or anything during his presidency. And I was really bummed out about that because I didn't know how I was going to make this video. And I never go to thrift stores. I have never gone to thrift stores in my life unless there was some woman who pulled me into one, because they like to go there. And they get some real good bargains. I'm not complaining about it. But I just made a left turn into this thrift store parking lot, parked, and got out of my car and walked in the front door. And right in front of the front door, there was a rack full of videotapes and records, all on Kennedy, all from the Kennedy presidency, videotape of his funeral, videotape of his inauguration, lots and lots of records, and I've still got all of them, and I'm fixing to make another one here pretty soon.
That's unbelievable.
But that's the way it happens. If I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, God somehow magically makes sure that I have just what I need, nothing more, never anything more. He doesn't want me to get spoiled or anything, but he always makes sure that exactly what I need is put into my hands exactly when I need it. Not a moment before and not a moment too late, but just when it's needed.
Well, that's beautiful. That tells you you're doing what you should be doing.
Yes. And when I'm not doing what I should be doing, then then he smacks me down real hard, I got to tell you.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Well, I hope that works out because you're right. Having the website in friendly hands is really the goal. That's what I want to talk to you about tomorrow because that's just got to be. We just got to do it. Got to get our own machines, get our own equipment, get our own stuff, get our own people, and do it right.
Yeah, and we still got...
And not worry about this kind of stuff.
Yeah, and but we still got to slap this other guy's hands.
Well, we're definitely going to figure out all that tomorrow.
Good.
I can tell you. I'll give you a call, let you know about it, and fill you in on what we find out.
Okay.
All right. Talk to you later.
How do you feel about publishers?
How do I feel about publishers?
Yeah.
I heard your comments. Send it over. We'll take a look.
Okay. I will do that. I'm not kidding. Right. I'm not taking any more crap from anybody. It's over.
Okay, Bill.
Thanks, Rick.
God bless. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, if you didn't guess, Rick is part of our legal team. We have a legal team that is just out of this world. Out of this world. Out of this world. And Rick's the boss. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. I was just, I heard your Waco show with the video.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering if you gave out the number or not.
No, I didn't, because all this other stuff happened, and the thing, Thursday night, I was going to give it out Thursday night, and then we decided to tell you all our plans, and I got so excited about that, I forgot. But
that
I
was a good show, too. I liked that one on Thursday.
Well, thank you. I promise you all, tomorrow night on the broadcast, I will tell you where to get Waco a new revelation. For those of you with computers, you can go right now to WorldNet Daily, and they're selling it on their website. Or they have a link to where you can buy it on their website. And if you don't know how to get to WorldNet Daily, go to the Drudge Report. Go all the way down to the very bottom of the left-hand column on the first on the homepage of the Drudge Report, and it says WorldNet Daily News. Click on that link. It'll take you to WorldNet Daily. Just go down until you find Waco, A New Revelation, and click on that link, and you can buy it there. For those of you who do not have computers, I will have a phone number or an address for you and a price tomorrow. Okay?
Thank you very much, Bill.
You're welcome. And that's it, folks. Good night, and God bless each and every single one of you. Good night, Annie Poon Allison. I love you.
People, I think it's time we stop this running around. This world is going too fast and we'd like to slow it down. Don't let them talk you into doing what you don't want to. Just learn to say no and learn how to. Cause you don't owe nobody nothing except God above. Go out and go after the things in life you love. Don't try to force it if it ain't going smooth. The one person that you should never try to fool is you. You can make it to the top, but only you'll know when to reach. And I am not just talking, cause I practice what I preach.
Folks, if you live in the Round Valley, we're going to take 101.1 FM off the air right after this broadcast. We'll be back on about an hour before the broadcast begins again tomorrow night. I could leave it on the air, but you don't want to listen to CDs skipping all night tonight and all day tomorrow. So we will be back on the air about an hour before the hour of the time starts tomorrow evening here in the Round Valley. For those of you listening around the world, don't miss tomorrow night's episode of The Hour of the Time. I think you're going to like it.
Well, you don't owe nobody nothing except God above. Go out and go after the things in life you love. Don't try to force it if it ain't going smooth. The one person that you should never try to fool is you. You can make it to the top, but only you'll know when to reach. office, I practice what I preach. No, I am not just talking, cause I practice what I preach.
You're listening to 101.1 FM Eager. At this time, we're going to go off the air, folks. Our CD, all of our CD players are they're dead. And I know you don't want to listen to CDs skipping all night long and playing a little bit and starting over again and all that kind of stuff. It drives me crazy. I don't know about you, but I will spare you that torture. And we will be back on the air about 1 hour before the hour of the time starts tomorrow evening. And that's just to, you know, let you know that everything's okay and we're going to do the hour of the time. We're going to do it anyway. And in the meantime, I'm going to be looking desperately for another CD player, and I'll probably have to order one off eBay or the Internet or somewhere and get it here as soon as possible. And when I've done that, then we'll have the music back up, and we'll have 6 good months of crystal clear, beautiful music with no skipping. That's about as long as they last. That's as long as they've ever lasted, and some don't last that long. So thank you for your patience and your understanding. And at this time, 101.1 FM is off the air.